for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The city of Winchester monitors so-called algal mats upstream of its water supply, but says the city's water is safe. Former 5th District Virginia Congressman Denver Riggleman follows some other anti-Trump Republicans and endorses Vice President Kamala Harris for president. And Governor Youngkin says Virginia's more than 140,000 civilian federal employees can just find jobs in the private sector if Donald Trump wins the election and follows through on his promise to fire many of them. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, August 5th. The city of Winchester and the Virginia Department of Health are monitoring potential impacts to drinking water related to algal mats present in the North Fork Shenandoah River. In a news release, the city said that algal mats have been observed in locations upstream of the city's drinking water intake on the river. Algal mats are microbial clusters that form on the surface of water or rocks. They are usually composed of blue-green cyanobacteria and sediments. The city said it is taking every precaution to prevent impacts to drinking water, including monitoring both untreated river water and treated drinking water. The city said its water is safe to drink, and there are no restrictions on drinking water use while monitoring continues. The Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority has received almost $200,000 through the bipartisan infrastructure law. The grant money will fund a study to pinpoint how to protect 3 RWSA wastewater treatment plants, 2 pumping facilities, and a storage tank. The Water Authority's executive director said the study will help, quote, maintain essential utility services for the community during major flooding events. Virginia's bus driver shortage has eased a bit. The Virginia Mercury reports that the state's school bus driver vacancy rate decreased by 5% over the past 3 school years. That's according to the Virginia Department of Education. During the 2021-22 school year, Virginia recorded a vacancy rate of full and part-time drivers at 16%. The rate decreased to 11% the next school year, and last year to 10%. Data on the upcoming school year's driver vacancy rates will not be available until the fall. Some Virginia students planning to attend college this fall are still waiting on accurate financial aid details. This is due to glitches in a new free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, process. And according to the U.S. Department of Education, some of those glitches will not be resolved before students start classes. Megan Pauley with VPM News reports.
Many colleges, including the University of Mary Washington in Fredericksburg, made the decision months ago to allow students an extra month until June 1st to commit to attending in the fall.
But we had way more visitors than we normally would in the month of May.
That's Melissa Jakubowski, who's dean of admissions at UMW. She said normally college visits happen much earlier than that. Ramon Gibson, a school counselor at Richmond's Thomas Jefferson High School, said all of the FAFSA delays and errors discouraged some students from even considering college at all.
Because they heard the horror stories. They said, well, I'm not going through that. I can get a job.
And with fall 2025's application cycle already open, counselors and colleges are encouraging students to start that application early. Because this past year, some students who submitted the FAFSA in January didn't receive financial aid packages until June, and others are still waiting.
Megan Pauley reporting. Former 5th District of Virginia Congressman Denver Riggleman, a Republican, endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris for president yesterday. Riggleman had been endorsed by Donald Trump in his winning run for Congress in 2018, but the two separated over the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Riggleman then lost the Republican nomination for the congressional seat to Bob Good, who himself lost to an even more conservative candidate in this year's primary. After leaving Congress, Riggleman served as a senior staff member on the House committee that investigated the insurrection. Harris announced Riggleman's endorsement as part of its Republicans for Harris initiative, aimed at members of the party unhappy with Trump. Governor Glenn Youngkin says Virginia's more than 140,000 civilian federal employees can just find jobs in the private sector if former President Donald Trump follows through on his promise to fire many of them. Youngkin spoke after a recent state economic forecasting meeting. Virginia Public Radio's Brad Kuttner reports.
There are fabulous opportunities for folks to find a new employer in Virginia should the one they work for move away.
That's Youngkin after a recent meeting of the Governor's Advisory Council on Revenue Estimates, or GACER. Trump has said he plans to, quote, rein in bureaucrats.
As many as 100,000 government positions could be moved out, and I mean immediately, of Washington to places filled with patriots.
But Fairfax Senator Scott Saraville said it wouldn't be that simple. He pointed to Project 2025, a conservative plan for a major overhaul of federal government functions and benefits, and noted it goes even further, seeking to reclassify 50,000 federal workers as political appointees, possibly costing the state's D.C. suburbs even more federal jobs.
Yeah, I'm not sure that everybody's skills just translate to any old job. It's out there.
The forecasting meetings allow business leaders and elected officials to discuss privately what economic issues the Commonwealth faces, provide projections, and inform the state how it should budget in the future. Mechanicsville Senator Ryan McDougall told Radio IQ the state's legislature has a history of budgeting conservatively, no matter the forecast, and that's likely to continue in 2025.
Many of us will continue to advocate that approach before this meeting and after this meeting.
Saraville agreed with that sentiment, though he warned about a looming commercial real estate crisis in Northern Virginia that legislators would need to address in the future. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
Governor Youngkin says Virginia will not use IRS Direct File for the next tax season. The program would allow filers to submit taxes for free online. A pilot program was used by about 140,000 people in 12 other states to submit their 2023 federal taxes. In July, Virginia Democrats wrote a letter to the governor advocating for the program. In response, Youngkin wrote that legal issues need to be resolved before the program can be used in the Commonwealth. And finally today, athletes from Virginia are winning medals in the Paris Games. University of Virginia swimmer Gretchen Walsh scored another gold medal and another world record. The Daily Progress reports that the rising fourth-year student helped the U.S. women's 4x100 medley relay team win gold yesterday. Walsh swam the butterfly leg of the relay with the fastest split in history at just over 55 seconds. Former UVA swimmer Kate Douglas and current Cavalier Emma Weber also earned gold medals as members of the relay team. Douglas also won her third gold medal at the Games on Saturday, earning a silver in the women's 200-meter individual medley. And Crozet's Thomas Heilman will bring his first Olympic medal home to Crozet. The 17-year-old Western Albemarle High School swimmer earned a silver with the U.S. men's 4x100 medley relay team. Heilman swam the butterfly leg of the relay for the U.S. in the preliminary race to help the team advance to Sunday's final. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Monday.